Okay, before we start the Maisa of Rav Gamliel, we're speaking about Kenyan Chatzar, and I mentioned to you yesterday the Nesivus in Siman Reis of Katan Gimel. There's another Nekuda that the Nesivus talks about there, and I'd like to be masber one more prat in Hilchis Kenyan Chatzar. This Nagea to the Indian of that I mentioned to you, that Kalev Shal Adam are kind of like, just like a chatzah. That just like Kinyan Chatzah works on real estate, if someone has a house or a field, Kinyan Chatzah also works if somebody has Kalim, if somebody has a Kali, that's going to be kind of for him. So that works as well. The question is the Geder, the rule of what type of Kali is kind of for a person. And the Machne Ephraim in Hilchis Kinyan Chatzar, Ois Yud Aleph, brings what he says is a stira in Shas, in the Geder of a Kli, what type of Kli is kind of for a person and what type of Kli is not. Now we're talking now about a Keli that's not in your property. If it's in your property, a Chatzar is kind of anyway. A Keli that's out in Rosh HaSarabim or in a Chatzar Sha'in HaShol Shneim in any other place. Now, when a keli is kind. So he brings two gemaras. One gemara is later in Ezer Neshech, on Daf Samo Zayin Amid Beis. The gemara there has a case where a person spreads out a mat under a palm tree, under a date tree, so that when the dates fall, they should not, dates are very sticky. And when they fall, when they're ripe, they fall off the tree, they get filthy on the ground, it's very hard to wash it off. So those of you in Eretz Yisrael probably saw what they do in Eretz Yisrael is they wrap up the dates on the tree. You're driving on the road in the summer, you see in the date tree, you see, looks like blue garbage bags growing off the tree. They go up to the bunches of grapes and of dates, and they wrap them with a garbage bag so later when it falls, it doesn't get dirty. In time of Chazal, they used to just spread a mat under the tree, and when it fell on this mat, and the mat was clean. The Gemara there is talking about tamarim, which are ownerless, tamarim that are out in Hefker, and someone spread out mats underneath. Well, after they're ownerless, let's say they belong to someone, and the owner of the tree is selling it to me. And I spread out my tamri dabudri, I spread out my mats for dates underneath, and I'm buying them for the owner of the tree. The shaila, the gemara is dan, is when the fruits fall on the tree, when the dates fall on the tree, whose are they? When they fall on the mat, I mean, when the dates fall off the tree onto the mat, is the mat kind of for the owner? And the Gemara says that they're kind of. Whoever owns the mat, if you hold that Kalev shall kind of b'shus makna work, that you could be kind of in such a case, that's a kinyan of keli, which is a type of kinyan chatzir. And the mat under the tree is a good kinyan. As I state in the Gemara on Samazayin Amid Beis. There's a second Gemara, Gittin Daf Samach Amid Beis. The Gemara there talks about somebody who put traps out in the forest to catch animals. And an animal fell into his trap. That animal was Hefker. That animal was Hefker. Can anybody else come along now and take the animal? I'm going to spread out a trap. Someone else is going to come. And an animal is going to get caught in my trap, but it's still not my animal. I wasn't kind of the animal. So could someone else come and just take the animal? He'll go around. He'll take the animal out of the trap. It'll be his. It's a hefke animal. So Gemara says he can't. Why? Why not? Now why can't someone else take the animal? So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says you can't take him in the dark as shalom. It's a takanim in Darkei Shalom that you can't take the animal. But then the Gemara says, it depends what type of trap. If the trap is the Gemara's lashon. It has an Aramaic name for traps, Zuli Vavhuri. Rashi says it means if they're kalim that have a teich, if it's a trap that has a base kibble in it, like a net that has a base kibble, it has a place for something to fall into. It says then it's mikar adin. Then kalim shaladim kind of like. Then it belongs to the person who put out the trap anyway. But if it's a type of trap which is just flat, has no base kibble on the sides, the way Rashi describes it, it sounds something like glue traps we have today. Rashi describes it, it has things sticking up that catch the animal, and the animal's caught on it. So the Gemara says, there we don't say Caleb Shaladim Kainan Lai, and there it's only Nedakir Shalom that you're not allowed to go and take it. As I state in the Gemara in Git. Comes out from that Gemara that there's a chilek between a keli that has walls, that has a teich, and keli that doesn't have a teich. Gemara there saying klar that kelim that have a teich are kindness like. Mikra din, it belongs to the owner of the trap. And kelim that don't have a teich are not kind of for a person. So there it says klar in the Gemara that there's a chilek between kelim that have a teich and kelim that don't have a teich. So Machna Frayim says that we have a stira, the two sugis. The Gemara in Gidden seems to say that there's a chilek, if it has a teich, it doesn't have a teich. And the Gemara in Ezeneshech seems to say even a mat, which has no teich, is also kind of.
It's not a chilek.
And wait, which case?
The Gemara says that it's something, right? Let's say it's stuck mat. The Gemara says that it has a side to it. It says that it has a base cable. So it's not
a kid. Okay, 1 second. You're saying good, but 1 second. Okay, the Machna Frayim says that it's a stira two sugyas in Sha'as, and it says it's yaisa nira ikr, that it doesn't matter if it does have a teich, it doesn't have a teich, that any keli is kaina. He says it's a stira two sugyas, like it's two sugyas, he could call it. And he says it's more nira to him that it shouldn't matter. What's the difference? A keli has a teich, doesn't have a teich, my nafkamina. And therefore, he holds the ikr is that even without a teich, it's also kind. As I state Machna Frayim. In the Chidush of Meir Simcha on Ezen Eshech, the Arsameach's Chidush of Anshas, the Arsameach, on that Gemara, he says no. He alludes to the Gemara in Sukkah that Yehuda just mentioned. He says they are mats that have a teich. Just because nowadays they make mats without a teich doesn't mean anything. Gemara in Sukkah talks about using different mats for schach. And the Gemara describes a mat that has a teich. So he says, why say it's a stira in two sugyas and shas? If the Gemara in Gittin says a keli has to have a teich to be kaina, so is that saying the Gemara in Ezen Eshech also that's talking a mat that has a teich? And therefore he holds that a keli has to have a teich in order to be kaina, not like the Machna Frayim. So, I mean, we seem to have Chalukei Deis here. The Machna Frayim says, Lahalocha, it doesn't have to have a teich. The Arsameach says, no, Poshet, it's referring to Gemara, it does have to have a teich. And the Gemara Nezah Neshah is not sure.
Maybe the teich just to hold the thing in it. If it's sticky, it would stay by itself if it's flat.
So that's the question is, why should it need walls around it? What's the story? Well, what's a svara that a keli? What's if a keli has walls around it? Doesn't have walls around it.
Why says it? It has walls around it, so it stays inside.
Stay where it can't run away.
Why says it
doesn't
have a desk? If it has a touch, then the food stays inside.
They have a mat; it doesn't stay inside.
It's sticky. Let's say it's
I don't even understand if it's not sticky. Why should a keli? What's the reason a keli has walls around it? Not a keli filchis tumah v'tahara maybe, but why my keli is kind of.
But I mean,
asking you, even it's not sticky. Even it's not sticky. You're saying because it's sticky. I don't know, but it's hard to understand. What's the difference if a keli has walls? It doesn't have walls. Very hard.
The trap also is holding the animal.
It's not a trap. Even though it doesn't have a teich, it's holding the animal.
In some way, it's holding the animal. It's always holding the animal, one way or the other.
It's not a trap because the keli is used to hold, to retain things. the banana is flat, no, people won't carry things on a flat surface. It's just like a table, not a keli. A keli is used to...
It's an interesting thing. Dar Sameh, if you look in the Ramei Simcha, he adds another word. After he says some mats have walls, he adds another line. He says also, the derech of mats, if you put out a mat to catch the dates, afterwards you pick up the four corners and you make a bag over your shoulder out of it. So I didn't understand. What's the difference if later you're going to pick up the four corners? And I don't understand what that meant. Because later you're going to pick up the four corners... So therefore what? That changes the halacha. I just didn't understand the pashtus of what's the difference, yeah, walls, nish walls. Now, the Nesivis in Simur Reish is sort of a pshara between these two shittas. Nesivis, what he's saying, be'etzem, a keli should be kind even without walls. Betzim should be kind of even without ones. But just like a chotzer has to be mishtameres, so too a keli has to be mishtameres. So therefore, the keli, just like a chotzer that has no walls around it, is a chotzer sheina mishtameres. And if a chotzer does have a fence around it, it's a chotzer mishtameres. The same thing with a keli. If the keli has walls around it, then it's mishtameres. I don't understand either. If the keli has no walls around it, then it's ain't a mishtameres. So that's the hesber in why a keli needs a wall. I'm sure you all follow. Huh? A keli with walls around it is mishtameres. I'm telling you the words he says. A keli without it is not mishtameres. Now, Nesivis doesn't say this. According to him, it's very geshmak. The stira in the two sugyas and shas is not shver. Because even if a mat is a chatzah she'ena mishtameres, if you're standing there, then it's kind of chatzah she'ena mishtameres. I'm even see that it's kind of. So a trap you put out for animals, you put out the trap. You don't stand there. You go away. So there, the Gemara in Gittin says it's got to have walls. It's very good because there you're not standing there. When you put out a trap, you're not standing there. So there, it's got to have walls. By dates, now I don't know what the case is there by dates. You put out the mats, and if you just wait for the dates to get ripe, you're also not standing there. But if it's talking like it says there, that you knock down the dates, you knock them with a stick and they fall into the mat, then the person's standing there. So if he's standing there, it doesn't need a wall. That's the way it comes out from the Nesivis. The walls are there, so it should be a chatzah mishtameres. So a flat thing is not kaina. Unless you're standing there. If you're standing there, then it is mishtameres. Just like a chatzar. A chatzar with no wall, if you're standing there, it's mishtameres, it's kind of. And a chatzar with a wall, even if you're not standing there. Same thing with a keli. If a keli has a wall, even if you're not standing there, it's mishtameres. And if a keli has no wall, then only if you're standing there, it's mishtameres. If you're not standing there, it's not. That's the psak of the Nesivis. Sort of in between, it's a pshara between the two shittas. Except in Svara, I don't understand why a keli with mechitzas is more mishtameres than without mechitzas. Can you explain to me? If I have a keli out in the street, is the difference if it has mechitzas or has no mechitzas? Huh?
It's hard to understand what mishtameres, what is the definition of mishtameres?
Any definition you want, I don't understand. If I have a blech of metal out in the street, okay, something's on it, and if that blech would have sides, it would be more mishtameres with or without?
From the wind.
That's what it means, mishtameres from the wind. Look, if with a normal wind it'll blow away, then you're right. Is that what he means? I'm a stavrig. The Gemara is talking about catching animals. It sounds like it's a trap for animals. It's saying with it it's kinda, without it it's not kinda. It doesn't seem that one's a better trap, one's a worse trap. It's, I don't know. It's very nice. We have a sheet in between. You always like to have a sheet that is in between that answers both. But the words of the Nesivis, by a chutz, I understand. If it has a wall, it has a wall. If it has no wall, it has no wall. But by keli, it's hard to understand the difference between keli with a wall and keli without a wall. Unless he means a wall that's a few tefachim high, 10 tefachim high maybe.
Then you're never going to have a mat that's 10 tefachim high.
You'll never have a mat with walls that are 10 tefachim high, that's true. So what does he mean there? I don't know.
Well, maybe because you want the animal, otherwise maybe you just don't want the animal. You have a regular man, a bootstrap, you don't want the animal in your shoes, you're trying to get rid of it.
Lavdafka, you could be trying to catch an animal. Just because you're thinking the way it is in people's homes doesn't mean that the guy's catching rabbits. He wants to use the fur to make fur coat. So. So I don't know. I don't understand. It's the psak mistam is like nesivus. It's a gemara. It's a beferish gemara. And Achdafraim certainly is paskening. Achdafraim holds even without walls. His psak is without walls. Nesivus psak is with walls, but not all the lundis. He's saying without walls it would also be kind. It just as mishtameres. So this the kuda mishtameres. I don't understand totally, but. But the psakar, and see this is psakar, we need a little bit of a hesber. Is there any svara to say it's just like hookish to chatzar and it has to be similar to a chatzar that has walls? So it has to have walls even without an explanation.
Well,
what?
The other way.
Yisibis says just like a keli needs walls, a chatzar needs walls. So I don't know. All right, that's the psakar and the Yisibis. I'm just wondering, Yen and Gemara and Kedushin. We mentioned a few times, the Gemara asks, how are you kind of an elephant? It's one thing, by the end of the year, if you ever have to be kind of an elephant, you'll know how, right? So Gemara has another teretz there. Gemara has a few pshatim. Hagabah, I mentioned to you already, either with a ramp, or you hold the food and the elephant jumps up. The Gemara has another thing. Reb Zera says, you can be kind of an elephant, very easy. You take four kalim, you put them down, your kalim, and yet the elephant put one foot into each keli. He steps into it. How you get the elephant to do it, I'm not sure. And then you kind of the elephant with the kinyan of your keli. So what was I wondering here? No, it's not talk ba. It's a kinyan with your keli. I think the Gemara means with a kli. No, then you wouldn't need four. Gemara, the push pshat in the Gemara is kind of with your keli. You put your keli under the 4 feet.
Fish,
so what?
In the case with the fish, where you put the net in the water,
yeah.
You put the food, the fish comes.
Yeah, but there the Ketzais tiny that when you put fish food and the fish come, you're kind of with Mashiach or Hagvah, not with Kinyan keli. But he said you're not kind of clean. There you're kind of out Mashiach or Hagvah. The fish go up, the fish go sideways. So what bothered me with this Gemara, yeah, first of all, it sticks above the walls. So it's in my keli and it sticks over the walls. And besides that, it doesn't just stick over the walls, it sticks sideways over the walls. So keli is kind of that way, with sticking up and out. It's
one item.
We said that if you kind of a kinyan chatzar, if you take a car and you drive it onto your chutzah, half on, half off, you only kind of the half, come on the pasuk dummy. What?
That's why
I want 4 kalim. So you kind of all 4 feet, but how you kind of the.
If it's above and just over the wall, but not on the floor, maybe he says it's still considered a chutzah. It's only if it's on the.
It's in the kalim. So we say, if this, I mean, it's a Gemara again. So then we have another chiddush in kinyan kalim, that even if it sticks up and out, also kind of. By Yad, we said, come on the Pasuk Dami, that you cut it at the edge of his hand. By Kinyan Chatzah, we said, you cut it at the edge of the Chatzah. Yeah, by Kinyan Kli.
It's
a
mess, man.
Huh?
It's so high, it's stuck inside.
The elephant will keep on walking with the foot stuck inside. I don't think it bothers the elephant. It's not. So I don't know, we have some Chidushim in Kinyan and the Kinyan Chatzah of Kalim.
Right,
first of all, what?
The
could be very. Yeah, it could be. It's like four. Big kalim that touch each other in the middle. You mean that? So why say 4 kalim? Just say 1 kalim.
But maybe it's not kind of the middle part. It's never going to be.
It's not kind of the middle part. It's only kind of the feet. But who cares now?
Nobody else is looking at anything else anyway.
What are you going to do with an elephant? What are you going to do with the middle of the elephant? That's what you're saying. What are you going to do with the middle of the elephant? So. Okay. I think they want the tusks of the elephant. No? For the ivory, yeah. So, Kaponim, we had Kenyan Chatzim Mishtameres, Kenyan Dalet Amis, Eidim Mishtameres, and now we have Kenyan Keli, which equated Nesivis also has to be Mishtameres, and some of it has walls, it's Mishtameres. So, Keli's Kaina. So, what's it then if you're walking down the street and somebody stuck under somebody's windshield one of these pieces of paper that gives $2 off for a car wash? See how I take it? Let's say you want a car wash. So you want to take it from his car. You like to take it from his car. Huh? You're allowed to take? What? The other guy doesn't want it either. You sure? Is there any case where they put anything under the windshield that person could want? Anyway, I wasn't asking that. I was asking, is the windshield kind of? What do you think? Huh? There's no walls. So according to Machna Frayim, it's kaina. According to the Sivis, it's not kaina, it's not mishtameres. Mishtam Machna Frayim, we might, it's not mishtameres, no? Something on a windshield is a mishtam, it's not...
A lip. It's a lip where the windshield goes down and the hood goes up.
But that's a mishtam.
I was thinking about Das Acheres Matna, but what I was thinking is the people who put it there certainly want, if somebody else is interested in it, they still want someone to take it. But if they put under, maybe 1 in 1,000 people are interested. They would want whoever walks by should get it. They don't care for the person to be kind of. So they don't want that. So there is no Das Acheres Matna. So then, Das Acheres Matna is nothing. So it's like Hefker. So now the question is, Chatzer Shalom Kaina Lo Shalom Yidaitai. Your Kaila could be Kaina. I'm not asking Al Tzaloch Lamais, I'm just asking Al Tzaloch trying to understand it. I know it could blow away, people don't care, all these things. I'm talking a case where it would. I'm desperately trying to think of a case where Kaila are going to be Kaina. I can't think of another case. Okay, we come to the Maaser of Gamliel. Now, before I tell you the Maaser of Gamliel, I just want to put it in perspective. We're going to learn a lot in the Kudus. The Maaser of Gamliel has a bunch of different sugyas that are shayach to it. The ikar that we want for our own sugya that we're in the sugya Kinyan Chatzim. The Maaser of Gamliel, besides the Inyan of Mishtameres that we're going to talk about, opens up also a second sugya. And that's the question of a rental property. If you have a property that's rented to someone, which is very common, right? You rent an apartment. The question is, who is the balabos for kinyanim when you rent an apartment? If you rent a chatzar, you rent an apartment, and hefker falls into the chatzar, who is kinda the hefker that falls in? You could argue that the Baal HaKarka is the maskir. The Baal HaKarka is not the tenant. The tenant has a right to use it. But the owner is the maskir. Or you could argue that right now the karka doesn't belong to the maskir. The maskir rented it away. Now it belongs to the seichel. The tenant is now the temporary owner of the karka. So I think in Svara, it's a little hard to just say one way or the other. It depends how you phrase a rental agreement. When you rent an apartment from someone, how do you phrase it? I mean, I know if somebody rents a car, they don't think it's their car. Right? It's the other person's car, and they're renting it. So when you rent an apartment, the vart is, it's now your apartment. You have a rent, you have a shtar for 2 years on an apartment. And you paid kesef is kind of by skiris. You paid the first month's rentals. Now that karka, it's your karka lizman, or it's the landlord's karka, and the landlord's karka is the landlord's karka, and the landlord's karka now is, I have a right to use it for 2 years. Follow the question. If it burns down, but everyone, but does the tenant, does the landlord have to give me back my rental for the next year? If it burns down, I paid him for rental. I don't have the rent.
If you rent the house, the whole house burns down.
I don't get my rent back. You keep on paying rent? I don't think so. I don't think you keep on paying rent, unless the tenant burnt it down. But if it burnt down by itself, I don't think the tenant's going to keep on paying rent if he's not living yet.
That's true. We're not getting paid for advance when we get back,
you think? I don't know if we'll give it to you back, but probably up he did. He's supposed to. He. The agreement was to rent it, and it wasn't. It wasn't rented. I didn't have use of it. All right, so this is the nidah that we're going to have to, again, we're going to talk about a lot of things here, but Ma'ase de Rav Gamliel. But if you want to keep in focus, the sugya that we're in the middle of, we're talking about kinyanim for the last blot and a half. So the focus that to come away with is this shaila of how schiris is kain, and then we're going to have the other sugyas here, Tavis HaNoah and Agav, all the other sugyas that the Achrayim put into the sugya. Okay, let's learn the Ma'ase de Rav Gamliel. Then we'll first look at the story straight in the Shakal Vataria, and then we'll talk about these inyanim. Eisevei Reb Ava Lu'ula. Right, the line before said, Chein Amar Ula, Hushai Mibitzat Tzedeya. Chein Amar Rechana Mibitzat Tzedeya. Ula said that in order for Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres to be Kaina, you have to be Aim Mibitzat Tzedeya. Eisevei Reb Ava Lu'ula. Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel v'zakenim shayuboim b'svina. Rabbi Gamliel and his kenim were coming in a boat, and Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Isser shani osid lamud nosin leYeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua was on the boat. He was a Levi, so Rabbi Gamliel said, "I'm going to separate 10% for Meiser, Meiser Rishon, so let's give it to Rabbi Yeshua. U'mekaymai muskoloi. Now, this mekaymai muskoloi is the way he did the Kenyan, that he was renting us. So here we have the Chayra, at least at this point in the Gemara, the Feirish, that by Schiris, who's Kaina, we have the Feirish Gemara, that if you rent a Makim, that the Seicher has a Kenyan Chatzim. Right, that's the whole Gemara here.
Such a case here where he rented specifically for this purpose.
Yeah, so we'll see if that's a difference. Okay, but at least we see it's possible, at least in this case, that Mekayme Muskalai. Okay, V'Isar Acher Shani Yosid Lamud. The second Meiser which I'm going to take, which is Meiser Oni, Nosin LaKiva Ben Yosef Kadesh Yiska Bay La'Aniyim. Now, Rabbi Kiva himself was not an Oni, Rashi says. Rabbi Kiva would have been an Ani, so he could take it for himself. Rabbi Kiva was not an Ani. Gabai Hoya, Rashi says. He was the Gabai Tzedakah. So he was going to be kainit for the Aniyim. Kedeshi is Gabai L'Aniyim. U'makai Mai Muskalai. Now the Gemara there goes on. The Rabbi Yeshua himself, who was the Levi, separated Trumas Maisa from the Maisa he just received. So he said 10% of what I just received, Shani Yosel Lamud, is Trumas Meiser, and he was machnir to a Kayin that was there on the boat with him. That's the Meiser Kamoisha Haya. Zakti Gemara. Vichi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Bitzat Sadeh, Shav Gamliel, Ayuayim Dim. They weren't standing there. So since they weren't standing there, and Afal Pikein De Kaina, we see a Chatz Hashayna Mishtameres is Kaina with Kinyin Chatz. See, can you chatz shein mishtameres? It's kind of without oimid b'tzidai. That's the Gemara's raya. The Gemara is going to say, "Oh, it was a different kinyan." But at this point, the Gemara holds that it was a kinyan chatzer. So it's a raya that chatz shein mishtameres is kind. Are you going to ask me why it's a chatz shein mishtameres? Why is the chatzis sheni mishtameres? It was in Rav Gamliel's silo. So Taisa says that the bottom Taisis, which is printed at the bottom of the Yomid Beis, which is really shayach to the top, of the Gemara, that Haloya Tfu Haisa Beisa Shalom Liel can look at Yerushalmi, Perakim of the Marishes, Beisha Gamliel Hayim Mishnah. Gamliel's house, it was a house and had walls around it. Shalom Adil Gabi is a king, him Loya Yimishdamish, Loya Yahefsik Ben Tuasa Il Tuasa. Okay? So Taisa says that it wasn't Mishdamer, because from Gamliel's Tvua and Maisa Tvua were all laying in one bunch, and there was no Hefsik. So it wasn't Mishdamer, from whom? What does Taisus mean? Who was it? The Mishtama from?
Family.
From the family of Rav Gamliel. You know, his family's in the house. They don't know that this is something else. And therefore, it was like a Mishtama. Okay. So that's the Maisa. That's the story. So back to Taisus on the Amid Aleph. Why was Rav Gamliel doing this? Why was he separating Trumas and Maisus on the boat? Why couldn't he wait till he got home? Not Truma, Maisus. Why wasn't he separating Truma? Taisa says why. Taisa says he did it already because Truma. See, Truma, it's easier to separate. Because Truma, there's no exact amount for Truma. You don't have to measure. You have a big silo of Truma, so even if you want to give 2% or 1/60th or 1/40th, whatever amount you want to give, you can give an estimation. You have a silo, you take a bucket, and you give Truma to the kohen. It's very easy. Meiser has to be exact. So since Maisa has to be exact, it's a whole Isaac. You have to measure off what you have and then separate a tenth. So Truma is easy to separate, so Gamliel separated. And Truma not. The reason I'm mentioning this is because you can understand Taisus differently. Taisus says, why did Rav Gamliel separate Truma? The chita achas peiteres is hakri. Taisus Lashon on the Yamid Beis is Vieshleim, Truma Gedel, Tam Shanasa Hifrisha. Before he left on the boat, he separated, Venasna. The Vishakalo Haisala Hafrish, it's easy to separate. The Chita Achas Peteris is Akri. Because one Chita patas anything, by Truma, any amount patas. Taisus doesn't mean that Gamliel took one Chita and he patered. A person's supposed to give a Ayin Taiv, is to, a person's supposed to give a 40th, a Bainani, a 50th. Or a person who was Ayin Ra is a 60th. You're not supposed to give Chita Achas. Taisus doesn't mean that Gamliel gave Chita Achas. It makes no sense. Taisus means that since the din is that Chita Achas Paitis says tree, therefore, Vinitelis buying it. Therefore, you don't have to be precise. You can give whatever amount you want. And that is going to be true. But Mashenke Meiser, even if you want to be generous, what you give above the Meiser, that's not Meiser. Meiser is a tenth, and that's all. So therefore, Meiser is Nitelas Benida, and therefore he hadn't done it. Now, why isn't he a rush to do it on the boat? So we have here Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi in Agimar is not so clear. Rashi says, Iser Shani Yasad Lamin Nisker Shaloi Iser. You remember that he didn't give Meiser, Meiser Isa, Vahuk Shaloi. Not so clear what Rashi means, Huk Shaloi. Hukshalai means it bothered him. So it's not exactly clear from Rashi, but Taisus is much more clear. Taisus brings from Rashi in Masechtis Kedushin. Perish Rashi, Parakami the Kedushin. Shahaya Yare Penismuchu Allah B'nei Beisai. She'isr. V'yechlu Tevel. D'chazak al-chaber. She'enim Aizim Ketach Ziyadai Davar She'enim Mesukah. So this is Rashi Shita. Rashi says that he was afraid that people are going to eat the wheat in the house. And how could they eat the wheat? It's a little funny. What does they say? How could they eat the wheat? Because we know a chaver doesn't leave over, doesn't go on boat trips and leave something that's ain't a mesukah. That's what Rashi says. It's a little funny because he did it. Rabbi went on the boat and left stuff that wasn't mesukah.
No?
A little strange, right?
It's not 100%. Generally, that's what happened. That's why it's
Hokshalai. So it's funny. If I go to a chaver's house, I could eat. I could be sure he's separated. It's enough that I could be shaylan of a shaylan of deraisa. So if I go to Rav Gamliel's house, I can eat because I can be saying he did it. Raguli himself happened to be, he missed the boat, so to speak. He didn't separate the trumas.
Doesn't Tosha say that a person won't give something that's not true? Here he never gave it, he just had it in his house.
That's Tosha's kasha on Rashi. I mean, according to Rashi. Rashi himself, it's a little funny. So Tosha says, kasha hainu dafka b'chavish ha-meis oi b'haylech v'ein b'dayte losho ad yomim rabim. And he went on a short boat ride. It's enough to be kairishen. You don't have to give it. You give it when you get in. There is no kriya shame. In the Lashna Gemara, he didn't say harizu meiser. He just said nasun. Taisus holds that that's mashbi. He had already separated. He had already been kairishen earlier before he left on the boat. So therefore, Tosis has a second shot.
Is that Tosis nearest on the Gemara of the Lashon Gemara? He just said any word.
It seems that Tosis didn't have Shani Yosef Lamut. Tosis had Ma'isurishin Yehid Nasan Yeshua. Because the Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, the Shas Habir Haya, Kfar Frisham. See, Tosis has Kfar Frisham, the Farish. He had already separated it earlier. It's often as Yada, etc.
So is it Shabbat?
What?
It is
the free shum just means he was kerev shame, but it wasn't designated. It wasn't a separate box. It was in a bushel in his silo. You know when the shnas? What time of the year do you do beer? You know when you do beer? Erev Pesach, you Eretz Yisrael once made a beer. I was once Eretz Yisrael, Shnas Habir. I wasn't sure what to do. We had come to Eretz Yisrael 2 days before Pesach. We should say the Nusach Habir. So we didn't separate from all year. But there's a Nusach of the beer, Trumas and Maestris. Erev Pesach, you do beer. Agav, if you remember this till Pesach, Leil Pesach, it says Maisa b'Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Kiva, and Tarfin, they were Mesubim b'Bnei Brak. Everybody gets a kasha there. I mean, everybody. All the books that have kashas, they ask, how was it that they weren't home for the Seder? Especially, I think it's Rabbi Eliezer who holds that a person's chayil l'sameach in b'Nei Beisai b'Regel. So why weren't they there? Why were they all together? Like Tosfos, it's clear that they were on the boat Erev Pesach. It's Yitachin that the boat docked on Pesach. Bnei Brak, it was a port city, not where it is today. It used to be a port city. And Mustan, that's why they were all there. No, Mustan was the same time. Huh? Kvadet is a third Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Erevin that says the same people, Rav Gamliel and Yeshua, they were on a boat. And the boat docked on Yom Tif. And they all said, "Oy, we have to stay at the dock." And Gamliel said he had one of these sort of a compass telescope with him. And when the sun was setting by Shkia, he looked and they were Teichatchum and they can walk. Third Gemara also coming on the boat and landing on Yom Tif. All three Gemara, it's a Mishnah. You put all three together, it's very Gishmak. If it's true, I wasn't there, you know. So they landed, they should have been home. They were obviously delayed on the boat. I mean, Rav Gamliel was delayed. Rav Gamliel didn't plan to come late. He would have done beer earlier. So Rav Gamliel was delayed on the boat, and he landed on no? The Kisa Mason will find out if it's true. What? No, he said they were Teichatchum, so they had no problem. So they were able to... So they came home. But they couldn't go Chutz L'Chum with Bnei Brak. They stayed with Bnei Brak for Pesach. They had to say that again. At any rate, Tosfos and Kiddushin is another kasha on Rashi. Tosfos and Kiddushin is another kasha on Rashi. He asks a kasha, according to Rashi's pshat, what was going on here? Rav Gamliel was afraid that they're going to eat the tevel that's in the house. That's why he separated Loi Rashi. Gamliel was afraid that they were going to separate that they were going to eat the tevel. Why does it help to separate truma or miser? Then they're going to eat the miser. They'll eat the miser. Same problem. They'll eat the truma's miser. Why does it help to be kairish shame if they're going to eat it? Why does it help to be kairish shame? If they're going to eat it, they're going to eat it. So fractisis, tisis lashon deer is that it's no better. Maybe tisis says it's worse. They'll eat truma instead of eating truma's miser, instead of eating tevel. Taisa says, just like Tevel is Misa B'day Shemayin, Trumas Ma'is is also the Misa B'day Shemayin. So what's going on?
According to Rashi, you have to separate it.
He was Kair Hashem.
He was Kair Hashem on what?
He's Kair Hashem.
On what?
Yeah. I hope this
is the stomach. I mean, I think it's not.
That's why it's worse.
What Taisa says is that it depends. If there was so much wheat that they certainly won't eat everything and there'll be something left over, then it's good. Whatever's left over will separate. But if there's only a certain amount and the chash was to eat the whole thing, Taisa says, then it's a kash. Why was the chash to eat the whole thing? We just said it was Erev Pesach. Didn't make matzahs for stuff. No? But Taisa says this is a kash. Now why does it help to separate? Why does it help to separate? It's... What does it help to separate? It's no better. It's no improvement. The Mefarshim on Kedushin ask a kasha on Taisus. The Marit and others. Is it better or is it not better to separate?
Worse.
Huh? It's worse or it's better? What's
the
same?
Chance.
Even let's say they'll eat the whole thing. I'll tell you the truth. This Shaila is in Shulchan Aruch. Where is it in Shulchan Aruch? In Hilchis Chala, it's in Mishuch Chav Gimel, there's a Shaila as follows in the Shach. The Shach is Sukkot and Vav. A person separated Chala and he baked Chalas for Shabbos. He separated Chala for the Kayin. Nowadays we burn it. He baked Chalas. What happened was, accidentally, the Chala that he separated got mixed back into the Chala. And now it's all eaten, it's all gone. Much of Shabbos, and everybody ate the chalas, and they were over on eating challah. Not only challah, but challah tameya. They all ate challah. Is there any eitzah? What's the eitzah? I always tell people, I get the challah once a year. Not from people who ate it already, but from ladies in the kitchen who are baking challahs, and they separate challah, and they put it aside, and they braided all the challahs already, and then they call, they can't find the piece of challah they separated, it must be back in there somewhere, in the challahs. So I think about once a year I get a lady with the call. A couple of years ago I took a few guys here, we drove down and we were matineder. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. What you do in such a case is you go down, you matineder, just like neder has hataras nedarim, hafroshas trumas, maishas challah, also has, you could be matineder, you could be shayil on the hafrosha. Shishayla and Afrasha, it becomes Tevel again. And then you separate Chala anew. You separate again Chala, and you have no problem.
So there's nothing left.
The problem is, what happens if there's nothing left? What happens if there's nothing left? Is it better to be Mati and Neder and you wait Tevel? Or is it better to not be Mati and Neder and you ate Chala?
Well, it's more Tevel, it's more bitter.
What?
It's more Tevel. Might be a little bitter.
Okay. What you're saying is so good that I have a kasha. I don't know why they don't say this. That's what bothered me. And let me tell you, what it says there, the Shach in Sukkot and Vav, he says that that you shouldn't be shayil, because there's a shita in the Rishayim that chal is batel b'raiv. So it's batel b'raiv, so therefore, at least you have one shita to rely on. Lachamei v'esrim, you'll tell them you have one shita to rely on. It's better than being shayil. But the kasha that bothered me there is, why doesn't the Shach say in making the cheshbin, if you're going to be shayol, then how many kezeisim of isa did you eat? Many kezeisim of isa. If you're not shayol, then you ate a small amount of isa. Let's say you separate a kezeis of challah. So now you ate one kezeis of isa. If you're going to be matan neder, matad af shel and af rasha, yet many kazeisim of this. So avada, you should not be shel. It's better to be over on one kazeis than on many kazeisim. No? It's better to be over, huh? It's the same as that both be sepidei shemayim. So it's better to eat one kezayis. It says if you have a chayla on Shabbos, if you can eat one kezayis, you can't eat two kezayis. No? What? On Bittul you don't say kavua. Only on kol parish meruba parish. Bittul you don't say kavua.
So not one person eats the whole thing, you get out of
them. And therefore? Well, parish is only if it's parish from a place where it's recognized. Once it's not recognized, you can't say called a parish anymore. It had to be in the taruvis. Anyway, so think about it. My point here is the other point. Why don't they say this kashmir of one kazais and many kazais? And this same kasha is shver on taisvis, taisa kedushin. Taisa says on Rashi. Then if they can eat it anyway, why is it better to separate the Chumas Maaser? They can eat it anyway. What do you gain? I don't understand. You do gain. You don't separate that every Kazayis they eat is Tevel. If you separate the Chumas Maaser, so they'll eat one Kazayis of Chumas Maaser. It's better to eat one Kazayis of Chumas Maaser better than to eat many Kazayis of Chumas Maaser.
We look at it as many Kazayis or even less Kazayis or less.
Well, if you have a bucket of wheat, let's say Gamaliel's house, there was 5 pounds of wheat. So now, if you can eat the 5 pounds of wheat, every bit of it is tevel, because he didn't separate trumas and maasers. If you're going to separate it, now you're going to make a tenth of it maaser. Maaser, there's no avei reading maaser. A tenth of the tenth, you're going to make trumas maaser. So that means 1% of it is trumas maaser, is truma. So then, whoever will eat that 1% will be Iver. But on the other 99%, it'll be Mesukin. So what's Pshat in Tosfos Kasha? What do you gain by separating? How do you do gain? It's a very Shvera Kasha.
If you eat more than a
kazayis, no difference. Eight, 100, or one. There's a raya not that way. The Gemara says that. Gemara says that if you have a chayla on Shabbos who needs meat, it's better to shecht an animal on Shabbos and give him shchuta better than to give him nevela. The only meat I have available is nevela, so better shecht an animal and give him shchuta better than nevela, as I say. So the Rishonim say why. So I think the Rosh says the reason is because if you shecht an animal and give him meat, you're doing one aveira, shechting on Shabbos. If you give him nevela, he's going to be over every kazayis in the Issur. So you have to be memayid in the Issur. The same thing is true anytime. A person has a heter for whatever reason, Chayla is a head to eat one kazayis of tray, if you can't eat two, each kazayis is a different issue. So it's hard to understand what's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Isn't it better? It's the same Kasha on the Shach. Why doesn't the Shach say it? And why doesn't Tosfos say it? Tosfos asks on Rashi, what do you gain by separating? And now Tosfos doesn't ask it. Tosfos Kedushin asks it. But Tosfos there asks, why? What do you gain? According to Rashi, that they're going to eat it, what do you gain by separating? Fashtainish. You gain. You're mamayit in the Yisr. It's less Yisr. It's a kazayis of Yisr instead of 100 kazayis of Yisr. It's mamish 1%. The same kash on the Shach. The Shach is mesupik. We should be matineda. We should be shayel. I don't understand. It's better one kazayis of Yisr than many kazayis of Yisr.
There is a lot of tefuah and the question is not from that Yisr. Let's say there's a tremendous amount of
tzimur,
and we separate like a small portion somewhere, but chances are
that
they're not
going to
eat that.
Yeah.
So chances are
they're
not
going to
cover
it. So Tosfos himself says that. Tosfos says there'll be leftovers. That's what Tosfos answers. But Tosfos says if they can eat the whole thing, it's Shvera and Rashi. So it must be there was some leftover. But if they can eat the whole thing, it's not Shvera and Rashi.
How can you hire for eating something that changes later on? Let's say you eat tattle, and then the guy decides that it makes a tumor after maybe you can't do that.
Right. And the reverse?
The reverse also.
The reverse also. Now what? Then once I ate it. In which case? You're talking about the Shas case, where he's matin edim. He ate challah and he ate the dough that was challah. So now I'm going to be shaylam ein edim. So now I'm going to make it tevel. So you're saying I'm not going to be chayef eating tevel because the time I ate it wasn't tevel, and I'm not going to be chayef eating challah because I was shaylam the challah. It's a very funny cheshbon. I don't know. How can you be chayiv if you eat tevel? At the time he ate it, it wasn't tevel, right?
Right.
And how can you, and what about eating challah? No, you're shayla on the challah. Something funny about it. If that cheshbon will be true, so the Shach says, rely on the sheet that has batal barai, we shouldn't say that. He should say, be shayl, you have such a good cheshbon.
Maybe this is a different, you wouldn't be chayiv for eating the tevel.
It's a very interesting svara. I don't know. Right, you hear the svara? You hear what he's saying? He's saying if you eat the challah when it has challah in it, and the person shayl on the neder, so now you aren't over on eating tevel, because when you ate it wasn't tevel. And you're not over on challah because you were shayl on the challah. So what'd you eat? Something. It's very funny. I don't know. When the Chacham are like the conditional Afreya, we say it is a bias nos. It's a bias nos, but it's kedai. Oh, I can't see it. Akoponim. All right, so we have here Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, why the story happened. All right, tomorrow we're going to spend our time on the bottom Tosis on the Amid Beis, which is the union of whether Sphiris is Kaina. Please, I don't know if you care, you're with me in the Gemara. I don't think we're going to go further, because it'll take probably, especially on Thursday, take the whole Shia to talk about Sphiris being Kaina. The place where this Machlokes is in Shulchan Aruch, assuming Shinya Gimel, the Sma, Shach, the first Ktsois, imagine there's Masivis there too. All in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Gimel. And we want to come away with a klarkeit is under which conditions a tenant is kaina and under which conditions the landlord is.